Mark chapter 1, verses 40 and 41. A man with leprosy came to him and begged him on his knees, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." Jesus was filled with compassion. He reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," he said, "be clean." In Jesus' name. It appears that when Mark wrote his gospel account, he had in mind not so much his fellow Jews as he did the Roman people of the world. The Romans were by and large a practical people. We like to think we're practical too, don't we? They valued strength and organization. One of the places this was demonstrated was in the Roman Legion. The Legion was not only the backbone of a very powerful Roman army, but it was also a prime example of disciplined organization. Strength and control. We still value those things, don't we, today? Strength is one of the things that young people are envied for. Could you run a 5K cross-country race on weak and aging legs? Or could you prepare for a successful run without some organized effort? We value those things that we had in youth. And combining strength in a team effort, like volleyball, also requires controlled effort. To rise above the net, to make a dig, to set for a teammate, these skills also require strength and disciplined effort. Strength is one of the features that filled the followers of Jesus with awe. That he was able to depose demons was stunning. And that he could calm the wind and waves with a word was unheard of. A Roman would be impressed that Jesus had the power to command a disease to remove from the body. And that's impressive to us also, isn't it? But like so many latent gifts that we might have, the gift to cleanse from a disease like leprosy meant nothing if it was not used. While there were no doubt many who doubted Jesus' power to help, and some who said his power came from the devil, who hates to help, the leper who came to Jesus that day knew that Jesus had the power. That wasn't his question. Because that knowledge would not help him at all if it was not used, if that power was not used, if Jesus did not want to use it. So he humbly kneels before Jesus, confessing his power, unsure of his willingness. He knew that he didn't have anything to offer Jesus. For many people, willingness is tied to self-interest, isn't it? What's in it for me? Then I'm willing to do it. How will this help me? Otherwise, why do we have to do this? But the leper had nothing to offer to Jesus. Jesus' willingness would have to come from a different source. And it did. It came from compassion. It came from what's in it for you. He reaches out and touches the untouchable. "I am willing. Be clean." Now this is your Savior too. He can bring you the joy of winning an athletic competition. But he can bring more than that. If he is willing, he can bring you a joy that goes deeper and higher and wider than the greatest joy that you have ever known. He is willing. Your Savior is able to bless your studies so that you grow in knowledge and understanding, which can help you as you travel through this life. But He can give you more than that. If He is willing, He can give you a peace which goes beyond all understanding. A peace which will guard your heart and mind more than any Roman legion or army. He is willing. He can bring you friends and family who will treasure you, who will accompany you, who will encourage you all the days of your life. But He can do more than that. He can love you with an everlasting love, a love that lays down His life for you and saves your scruffy little neck from the pit that we deserve. A love He can give you that warms you on the coldest day and that strengthens you to stand in the fiercest storm. A love that keeps you focused on Him who loved us all, and gave Himself for us all. Is He willing? His doing and dying, His eternal promise, all say, I am willing. Not because you have so much to offer me, not because you are so great, or even because you fall at my feet and beg, but because I have compassion. At one time we too were foolish, disobedient, deceived, and enslaved by all kinds of passions and pleasures. We lived in malice and envy, being hated and hating one another. But when the kindness and love of our God and Savior appeared, He saved us. Not because of righteous things we had done, but because of His mercy. Titus 3. Oh, how great is Your compassion, faithful Father, God of grace, that with all our fallen race and in our deep degradation, You were merciful that we might be saved eternally. Amen. 384, stanzas 1, 4, and 5. 384, 1, 4, and 5.